Let's take a look at Who's Hot, presented by Bailey's Comfort Services. Jeremy Celedonio, he hit two home runs last series and drove in seven runs against the Pelicans. And now, here's today's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Stokes Hodges Auto Group. Key one is cannon fodder. The Green Jackets went 5-1 against the Cannonballers on the road in early May. Key number two, clean. Augusta's 10-5 when they don't make any errors. And key three, control the K. Green Jackets and Cannonballers are first and third in the league in strikeouts when batting. And now, here's your Cintas standings board for the Carolina League. Tonight is our final Augies Reading Program game. If you think your school would be interested in participating in the 2024 Reading Program, let us know. We want to thank this season's partners, Children's Hospital of Georgia, California Dreamin', Kona Ice, and Putt-Putt Fun Center. It is also First Responders Tuesday, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. If you know a first responder that should be recognized at our next Tuesday home game, head to greenjacketsbaseball.com to nominate them today. And remember to stop by the Sweetwater stand to get a $6 20-ounce Sweetwater souvenir cup.
You ain't nothing but a hammer. Thank you.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's introduce tonight's umpires, brought to you by News Channel 12, NBC 26, and Sunny 102.
The Green Jackets return home to SRB Park after a week away and seven games in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They come home to take on the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, from one Chicago team to another, and from the other side of the Palmetto State to more familiar ground in North Augusta. Gray night, overcast, but no threat of rain, as the Green Jackets will look to continue their form against these Cannonballers. When the Green Jackets earlier this month went up to North Carolina, they took five of six games from this team. They're coming off a week in which they won four of seven games. They have not lost a series yet this month, and they're looking to push themselves over 500 this week for the first time in the 2023 season. My name is Nathan Strauss. This is the Tax Slayer pregame show. And as always, that means it's time for our Phoenix Printing player feature. I had a chance to chat with Nick Clarno, and if you can't tell from this interview, we have spent quite a bit of time together over the last week or so. A lot of rain in Myrtle Beach. We played a ton of cards over and over again. I mean, 10-plus hours of card games. So, forgive the casual tone in this interview, but enjoy one of the more colorful characters that you will see in the Green Jackets, green and white.
It's time for today's Phoenix Printing player preview. I'm Nathan Strauss, joined by the worst card player on the Augusta Green Jackets, Nick Clarno. How's it going?
I'm the best 13s player in the whole locker room.
So I think we've got to start off by talking about this, because last week the Green Jackets were in Myrtle Beach for seven games in 6 days.
Right.
Myrtle Beach has far and away the smallest clubhouse in the league, and because of the rain, we spent a whole lot of time in that clubhouse, primarily playing 13s.
You're talking about how many wins I had?
I'm just saying, how would you evaluate your skill?
I think I had like 15 wins probably in the 7 days we were there. I think I was like 15 for 20. I think I played like 20 games, and I won 15 of them. And then the other five, I came in second.
Is 13s the game that we were playing? Do you think that's sort of at the top of your card repertoire?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best card game out there for sure, as far as, like, you know, the amount of fun it is. Yeah, it's the best card game out there. So, yeah, I showed all the guys how to play, and they're still learning. Like, EJ Exposito's really trying to figure out how to play and stuff, and he's getting there. I think he had a couple wins last week, his first two, I think, in his career playing the game.
I mean, you know, it doesn't come that easily to everyone, you know, for sure.
No,
and what's tough with EJ too is I noticed that he put his cards down one by one sometimes.
Right.
Instead of, but let's talk about it though, because in the clubhouse, like, you got a lot of time to kill. Some guys like to stay on their phone, and some guys sort of hang out or try to take a nap in the locker. But I feel like a lot of this team is very social, and they like the idea of like playing cards and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. We don't get tired around here. We're always up working our minds. If we're not working our bodies, we're working our minds. So yeah, we do things like cards. Some days we'll study. We'll study like astrology and.
Okay, now you're just messing.
No, seriously, we'll study like astrology, and we'll study like different, you know, just different facets of the educational world, history.
What did you major in at Lenoir Y?
Astrology.
Did you actually?
Yep.
You did not major in astrology.
Okay. Just kidding. Business management.
That checks out. I could see it. I could see you picking something random. Because you've got your business management, Jason Franks, who is another avid card player. He was a civil engineering major at Cal Poly.
Probably like a 4.5 GPA.
Yeah, something like that.
So there's some really
interesting, and Landon Harper, who majored in general studies at University of Southern Miss or something like that.
Yeah.
You get all types, and around the card table, they become unified, you know?
Right, yeah. You can tell the guys with degrees and the guys who don't have degrees, for sure.
How are the vibes?
Vibes, just in general?
Yeah, on this with team? The team? On the immaculate, team after last week?
Immaculate vibes around here all the time. No, but seriously, I do feel like we're coming together as the year goes, and we're just starting to really enjoy being around each other. We're starting to learn more about each other every day, so, yeah.
Do you think there's like a difference? Because, you know, when you're on a college team, you are with the same guys more or less for a full calendar year, and you lose a couple to transfer to graduation, but then you gain a couple in a recruiting class, but there is sort of continuity. Do you think it's different at the beginning of the year, like when you're obviously you had spring training together, but you're still sort of learning how to like be a team? Obviously, there's still people who leave and people who join, but the bulk of this team has now had, you know, 2 months sort of together. Do you think that makes a big difference?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the only difference in college is like it's, I guess you could say it's more of like an overall grind, like early mornings, early morning lifts and stuff like that. So I think that might make you get a little closer depending on what college program you're in as far as like the conditioning and all that stuff. But I mean, pro ball, you're with each other every day, almost all day. So, I mean, I'd say baseball-wise, you get closer in professional baseball.
Yeah, just thinking about, you know, last week in particular, you get 6 days in Myrtle Beach, but you're probably spending, before the game even starts, you're spending at least 6 hours with everyone in a clubhouse that's no bigger than a small living room. Like, it's it was tight quarters in there, but it seems like people have fun. Like, is that something that has always been fun for you, or, like, are some guys, like, more antisocial? Like, how does that dynamic work?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've always enjoyed being around the guys, like, on different baseball teams and stuff. Certain guys like to bond, maybe doing outside curricular activities. I feel like the closest bonding you can get, though, is just being around guys at the baseball field and in the locker room. And I think everybody kind of accepts different personalities. Like, some guys, yeah, are a little less social, but we accept that, you know. We still bring everybody in for who they are. So, yeah, and I mean, I think that's something that's changed throughout the years, like just in general in life, like accepting more people, not being too stereotypical. Obviously, we're human nature, we stereotype, but I mean, I think baseball is starting to go up the trend as far as, you know, different ethnicities and whatever, cultures, and you see that in baseball. That's what's great about it. You got guys from all over the world, and we all come together for the same reason.
I think it's, I think it's a really good point. I mean, this week we have, you know, our second Copa night, where the goal is to sort of celebrate, you know, Latino heritage, and 30 to 35% of baseball at any given time is sort of Spanish-speaking, from a Spanish-speaking country. But then on this team, you've got guys from Canada, you've got guys from JUCO, from high school, from four-year colleges, from D1, D2, like, really all over the place, high school too, like... It's just interesting to see how, like, guys come around and stuff like that. I have to ask you, though, about one specific thing. I don't think we've talked, but 2 or 3 weeks ago, you might have been either on your way out to the bullpen to warm up a catcher or in the dugout. Did I see you hit a gritty between third base and our dugout trying to avoid a foul ball? It was either you or Andrew Keck.
I don't think that was me, but shout out to Keck if he did that.
What do you do in the dugout when you're off for a day?
I'm usually pretty chill. I try to, like, cheer on the guys and stuff, but I also, like, really try to focus on, like, observing the game, because I think that's, you can learn the most mentally when you're not playing. Obviously, you learn more, like, physically when you're playing, but, like, when you're not playing, you can really learn a lot if you just sit there and actually, like, watch the game and think about things, like, you know, pitchers' tendencies, whatever, you know, what the teams do on the bases, how they throw guys. So, yeah, I mean, I try to, like, learn when I'm not playing.
I talked to Dawson last week, Dawson Diamond, the other catcher, and he was asking him sort of like what he does during a mound visit, because I'm just curious, as someone who's never experienced it, like, how those go? What do you do? What's your sort of approach?
I mean, I'm still getting better at that. Dawson's probably better than me right now at that. I try to just kind of go there and calm guys down, but I think some guys need to get hyped up, so I don't know. Like, I think some guys need to go out there and just kind of joke around and loosen them up a little bit, and then I'm still learning, like, what guys need, you know. Some guys might need to get hyped up, you know, like, hey, like, let's go, like, this guy can't hit you, shut him down. Other guys, just loosen them up. So yeah, it's more so just like, hey, what pitch you want to throw here, like, hey, like, don't worry about what the last two hitters, you know, go get this guy, stuff like that. So
last one for you, teams keep running on you, you keep throwing guys out, almost a 50% rate right now, and the most in the league by far. And at one point in time last week, I haven't checked since then, but you had the most in all of minor league baseball. Do you take that as sort of like a challenge when you know that a team is going to try and run on you? Like, do you approach the game differently?
Yeah. I mean, I shout out to the infielders here too. They've saved me a few times picking the ball and tagging them out. So that's a big part of it. Pitchers giving me time to throw guys out. But yeah, I mean, that's probably the big reason why I even got to pro ball is my arm. So Frankie Diaz has also been working a lot with me. He's one of the best catching coaches you can ask for. So shout out to him as well. But yeah, you're right. Like some days I get a little lackadaisical and I kind of don't anticipate them running, but usually I do try to make it a challenge as far as like they're trying to run on me, I'm going to, you know, make it a competition type thing. So yeah.
You're the best card player on the team. Who's the worst?
The worst. Oof. Probably Harper. I mean, he's probably the worst. But I mean, I beat him in pretty much anything we compete at, so.
Even basketball?
Basketball, I haven't played him yet. We don't play basketball, but we go over and shoot around every once in a while.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Alrighty.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
It's an overcast and chilly evening here at SRP Park, but the teams on the diamond are heating up at the right time as the stretch for the first half of this Carolina League season gets underway in earnest. For the seventh time this season, the Green Jackets will take on the Kannapolis Cannonballers, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, looking to make it 6-7 against their Carolina League rivals. Last week, the Green Jackets picked up 4 wins in 7 games against Myrtle Beach, while Kannapolis picked up 3-7 against the Carolina Mudcats at home in Kannapolis. This week, the teams will play 6 games, the first 4 at 7:05 this week, and then Saturday and Sunday at 6:05. And it's my pleasure to bring you those games here on Dally Live as well as on the Green Jackets Radio Network and MILB TV, wherever you are tuning in from. Cédric de Grand Prix out of Saint-Simon-de-Bago, Quebec, Canada, makes the start for the Green Jackets. His last two outings have been absolutely sublime. Delivered the first quality start of the season for the Green Jackets last Tuesday, and the week before that went 5 innings, did not allow a run, only gave up 2 hits, and struck out 6. Picking up his first win of the year at home against Charleston, a man who has been in fine form, a huge Montreal Canadiens fan as well, is the Grand Prix. Getting his second look at these Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are today wearing their road blues with the red numbers and gray pants, the Green Jackets back in their home whites with black and green lettering and the green caps today. Leading it off is the shortstop, Jordan Sprinkle, drafted out of UCSB last year, went 4-for-21 with 7 strikeouts against the Green Jackets, known for having a very good arm. As the righty steps in and takes a fastball for a strike, we get underway as de Grand Prix works from the stretch with an 0-1 count. David McCabe at third on Bioris Tavares at short. Exposito at second, Justin Janis at first. The 0-1 cut on and missed, got him with a slider, and it's 0-2. Nick Clarno does the catching tonight for the Green Jackets. Jair Casanova in left, Tyler Collins in center, and Jeremy Celedonio in right. The 3 C's in the outfield. 0-2 slider, waste pitch there, taken for a ball. The manager for this Kannapolis team, Pat Leyland, the son of longtime big league manager Jim Leyland, of Tigers fame and others. The 1-2, grounded softly foul towards the Green Jackets dugout down the third base side. Low 70s and just a little bit of mist right now. Not quite raining, not quite even drizzling, just the presence of some humidity in the air that has brought some players out to the dugout in their hoodies. 1-2 pitch. Taken just low and away. Did not miss my much, as the Grand Prix wanted it, as did Nick Clarno behind the plate. So 2-2 on the leadoff man with a rehabbing 40-man player coming up next. 2-2 pitch driven to right field. Coming in is Celedonio. Has it in his tracks and makes the catch. One up, one down.
That's the first out of the game.
That'll bring up Brian Ramos. Ramos added to the roster today. The number three overall prospect in this organization. Someone who could easily be with the major league team out of spring training next year. Listed as having a 2024 ETA, according to MLB Pipeline. Has not played yet this year and is beginning his campaign in the Carolina League. And he rockets the first pitch to right, but directly at Celedonio. Hard contact, but in the wrong spot there, and there are two away. More on Ramos as the night goes on. Second straight series where the Green Jackets have to face some sort of rehabber.
Bowberry biscuit coupons for everyone.
And that'll bring up Tim Elko, April's Player of the Month in the Carolina League. He will take a fastball just outside as the former Ole Miss Rebel steps in. The Green Jackets were able to contain him as much as any team has this year. He went just 6 for 25 in the 1-0, right down the heart of the plate for a strike 1-1. As he went 6 for 25, just the one homer and the two doubles. First in the league in homers, first in the league in total bases, second in runs batted in. 1-1 pitch, grounded towards short. The two-hopper gets picked up by McCabe, the third baseman, who throws on to first in time for the out. 1-2-3 for the Grand Prix as we head to the bottom of inning number one, where Ambioris Tavares, Ethan Werkner, and David McCabe will be the 3-2 to the plate. Back in a flash, it is Kannapolis Zero, Augusta coming up on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Back here in North Augusta, South Carolina, Green Jackets getting set to face off against Shane Murphy for the second time this year. Cedric DeGrandpre sent the Cannonballers down 1-2-3 in the first. It will be Tavares, Werkner, and McCabe due up against the Chandler, Arizona native Murphy, who struck out 7 Augusta batters when these two teams faced off less than a month ago. He went 5 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 walk, and struck out 7. No decision in that game, but the big lefty winds and fires to Tavares, who takes a fastball high at 88 miles an hour. Not a whole lot of velo from Murphy, but an excellent slider and a cutter that he uses to good effect. As the lefty will go up against the best left-handed hitting team in the Green Jackets, rather in the Carolina League, as Tavares goes around on a swing. It's 1-1. The Green Jackets hit 270 against Southpaw's best in the Carolina League. The 1-1 pitch taken low. Tavares looking to rebound after a real tough series in Myrtle Beach. He went 2 for 25 with 13 strikeouts. His 70 strikeouts on the year is tied for the most in all of minor league baseball. 2-1 taken low once again, and the count goes to 3-1. He did have a great series, his best series of the year, against Kannapolis, where he hit 250 with a couple doubles, a triple, and a homer. Looking for that on Bioris rather than the one of last week. 3-1, fouled off on a high slider, and the count goes full 3-2. Tavares hits .321 against lefties, is hitting just .184 on the season. 49 strikeouts against right-handed pitchers on the year. On deck, Ethan Werkinger, who is fifth in the league in extra base hits, has been batting out of the two-hole recently after opening up the year, mostly batting in the middle of the order. The payoff to Tavares, fouled off. He fights off a good fastball there at 88. Again, the fastball for Murphy between 88 and 90 miles an hour. But the big slider and the big looping curveball have been the hallmarks of his game, and he certainly had the Green Jackets off kilter about 3 weeks ago. The rotation is completely intact. The bullpen has changed up a little bit on the Kannapolis side, but a lot of familiar faces as the 3-2. Caught on and missed. Change up in the dirt, and he went around. So it's another strikeout for Tavares, putting him in sole possession of the minor league lead. He came in today tied with Gerard Encarnacion in AAA Jacksonville in the Marlins organization. But that's neither here nor there as Ethan Werkinger comes to the dish. EQ last series, 3-for-24, but all three of those hits were for extra bases, two doubles and a homer. And he'll take the first pitch low for a ball. Behind the plate today is Chris Jenke. Michael Corbett is the umpire on the bases. One of the more experienced crews in the Carolina League. The 1-0 tipped into the mitt there. It's Troy Klaunch who's doing the catching today, with Ramos at third, Sprinkle at short, Camaletti at second, and Elko at first. From left to right, Glass, Burke, and Logan. As Werkinger will take strike two. Fastball in the bottom of the zone. Kannapolis comes into today 21-17. Just a game and a half back of Columbia. The 1-2. Breaking ball driven to left field. The left fielder are battling the clouds here, but he backs up onto the warning track to make the catch. He didn't react at first when that ball was hit. But it's more because he hardly had to move than anything else. And that makes two away for David McCabe. David McCabe batting as a righty. He is a switch hitter who bats within 0.1 points of each other. So about very similar batting averages from each side of the plate. He bats .248 as a righty and .240 as a lefty. And he's down in the count here, 0-1. The 0-1 from Murphy, taken inside and low with the back foot. Chandler, Arizona, Murphy's hometown, is allegedly home of an ostrich festival. Can't say that you see too many ostrich festivals. The 1-1, breaking ball taken just low. Not even sick ostrich festivals out there. McCabe struggled against the Cannonballers. It was his worst series of the year. He went 2-for-21. The 2-1, grounded towards third. Third baseman Ramos gathers and fires for the out. And before reflecting on David McCabe's series last time, he ends up the third out in the bottom of the first. No score after one inning here as we head top of the second, the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Higher.
Higher, let's see it.
No score through one back here in North Augusta. Green Jackets and Cannonballers doing battle here in the first of six games. In the top of the second, it'll be Jacob Burke, Brooks Baldwin, and Troy Quanch due up. Jacob Burke, last week's Carolina League Player of the Week. In fact, it was a clean sweep for the Cannonballers in terms of Player of the Week awards. They also had a player toss a seven-inning no-hitter last Thursday, and deservedly so. He ends up as the Player of the Week, and we will have more on that as the series goes on. But Burke, who the Green Jackets did not face earlier in the year, began the year on the injured list and since has hit .324. He steps in the big righty and takes ball one in the dirt from DeGrandpre. Burke hitting .324 with no homers and seven runs batted in, but a lot of hard contact and someone who can do damage, and the 1-0 gets the plate. Burke, one of a number of college bats drafted by the White Sox last year out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but went to Miami. 1-1. Slider got him badly there. That one bounced in the batter's box across the way, and it's 1-2. DeGrandpre entered today's game, the Green Jackets' leader in strikeouts, and it's impressive that he is doing that because he is also the first pitcher in the rotation. 1-2. Tried the same pitch there, but taken for a ball. He came in today with 33 strikeouts recorded. The 2-2. Line foul and out of play down the right field line. DeGrandpre working on 11 innings of excellence. The win two Tuesdays ago and the quality start last week. The pitch is taken low and away, ball three. His slider and his curveball, sort of slurvy, are his put-away pitches, and they work really, really well against right-handed batters. And the 3-2 tipped in and out of the mid of Clarno there, and they'll do it again. And this lineup is the most righty-centered lineup that the Green Jackets have seen this year. Unlike other teams that have had up to seven left-handed batters, just two, one natural lefty in Camaletti and a switch hitter set to face DeGrandpre tonight. 3-2. Grounded down the line towards third. McCabe fields on the backhand. He fires and gets him by half a step as losing a piece of his wrist guard and also his helmet was the batter, Burke, and Janice has to retrieve it.
Now batting designated hitter number six, Brooks Baldwin.
That'll bring up Brooks Baldwin. Now, Baldwin had his best series of the year by a country mile against the Green Jackets. He hit .375 with two doubles, two homers, and a triple, and he drove home eight. Everything he touched was gold back in early May. And he steps in here and takes a strike. DeGrandpre sits in the low 90s with his fastball. That one checked in at an even 92. And about 10 miles an hour off of that on the breaking stuff. One away, the 0-1 on the inside corner, 0-2. No score here, top of the second, just underway from North Augusta. Thanks to those who are tuning in, wherever you're tuning in from. The 0-2 pitch, fouled off late to that fastball and was able to just poke it over the stands. It is a reading program night here at SRP Park, so plenty of kids in attendance, those who completed Augie's reading program and got the reward of a free trip to a Green Jackets game. DeGrandpre looking to put away Baldwin here. 20 runs batted in on the season, hitting .267. The pitch taken up and away. When these two teams played a couple of weeks ago, the Green Jackets outscored the Cannonballers 38-25 over the six games. The two teams hit identical as the 1-2 waved and a missed strike three. And there's the first strikeout of the day for DeGrandpre. The two teams hit within 1 point of each other. The Green Jackets hit .229 and Kannapolis hit .228 in those games. But the Green Jackets had seven different players homer. They stole more bases and were able to capitalize on some soft underbellies in the Kannapolis bullpen. That was the big difference as Troy Klaunch takes a big swing and a miss here. the right-handed batting catcher, went 2-for-10 against the Green Jackets, splitting time behind the plate with Ivan Pineda. And if that logic holds and that pattern holds, we'll see him tomorrow. The 0-1 breaking ball, beautifully placed there on the curve, and it's 0-2. Clonch hitting just above the Mendoza line. 0-2. Tried that same slider away, and that's been the put-away pitch. He is very aggressive, is DeGrand Prix. Came into today with a sub-2 ERA. It's only dropping further. And looking to put away his sixth batter in a row. The pitch, again, to the breaking ball outside and taken for a ball. So 2-2 the count with no one on and two away. Infield and outfield both back here for the hard-hitting Clonch with no one on and no score. The pitch, breaking ball just high. Tried to freeze him with that front door slider, righty on righty, and it didn't get the call that time on the inside part of the plate. So a full count here with two away. And the pitch popped up, foul and out of play. Got him with a fastball that time. Good defensive hitting with two strikes for Clonch. The Green Jackets will have 4, 5, and 6 due up. Celedonio, Janis, and Exposito in the bottom of the frame. Clonch back into the box after calling time as he awaits the 3-2. The pitch lined up the middle, but right towards the second baseman, Exposito, who grabs it on one hop and fires to first for the out that retires the side. Another 1-2-3 frame here for Cedric DeGrand Prix, and we head to the bottom of the second, no score. Hey fans, on the Green Jackets Radio Network, Valley Live, and MILB TV.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom second here in North Augusta, no score. Green Jackets and Cannonballers here on this Tuesday night. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nathan Strauss, as always, here to bring you Green Jackets baseball at home and away. Jeremy Celedonio gets set to lead it off here. The rare hitter on this Green Jackets lineup who does not hit lefties well, just 150 against southpaws, and comes into today riding a 12-game on-base streak. First pitch to him, taken right down the middle at 89 for a strike. Celedonio, two homers last series, drove in 7, went 5-for-18 with 4 walks and 9 strikeouts. Very much a 3 true outcomes kind of player. The 0-1 pitch, cut on and missed. Got him to chase. Murphy now down to a 186 ERA. He has been stellar, and really the starters for this Kannapolis team are impressive. The 0-2, cut on and missed. High fastball puts him away. Second strikeout for Murphy. The starters for this team, this Kannapolis team, have an ERA of 3.42. Their bullpen has an ERA of 5.59, which is more than a difference of 2 runs per 9 innings, 2 earned runs per 9 innings. Their bullpen is the second worst in the league with their starters towards the top. Teams hit just 219 off of their starting pitchers, but over 260 off their bullpen, for whatever it's worth. 1-0 is the count to the lefty Janis, who steps in and takes the ball down and away. No score here, one away in the bottom of the second. Both teams still looking for their first base runner here. Justin Janis, who hits 455 against lefties as a lefty, up in the count 2-0. And this time he will take a ball, and it's now 3-0. Had a great series last time out, reached in over 40% of his at-bats, went 8 for 23 with 5 walks, and also got hit twice. The 3-0. Curveball up and in, taken for ball 4. So Janis takes a 4-pitch walk and becomes the first man for either team to grace the base paths here at SRP Park this evening. As EJ Exposito is next
second
to the dish.
Baseman number 2, EJ Exposito.
Exposito, the former Long Island University Shark, in the box. Had a good series against Kannapolis 2 weeks ago. First pitch to him, though, cut on and missed. Really, 3 weeks ago at this point, the Green Jackets have played full series against Charleston and Myrtle Beach since then. 13 games since then. The 0-1. Fouled off towards the press box and just getting over the roof. Tough series last time out for Exposito, who did drive in 5 runs, but went 3 for 23 with 11 strikeouts and has been bit by the strikeout bug the last 2 weeks. And the 0-2, driven to right field. Going over is Logan. He pulls up in front of the warning track and makes the catch. And there is out number 2. So one on and two away here in the bottom of the second. No score as Nick Klarna is next up, riding an 8-game on base streak. Last Tuesday had his best game of the season, where he drove home a couple with 3 hits, and he flies the first pitch down the line and left, and it hangs up and is caught by Glass to retire the side. So he wasted no time. That one 100 miles an hour off the bat, but just a little bit too much elevation to get out over that wall in left field. But the Green Jackets win the race to see who can get on base first against these two dominant pitchers. And we head to the top of the third, still tied up at 0. The Grand Prix back on the mound, and we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the third, no score. Green Jackets and Cannonballers here on Tuesday night. DeGrand Prix returns to the mound for the top of the third. He has been cruising so far. Both pitchers have really been cruising so far. Just 56 combined pitches through the first 2 full innings. He will have 7, 8, and 9 due up. Glass, Logan, and Camaletti, the 3 set to come
now
to the plate
left
here.
Left fielder number 7, our Miller Lite beer batter of the game, Logan Glass, strikes out. 16-ounce draft.
So Logan Glass stepping in. He went 0 for 9 with 4 strikeouts against the Green Jackets 3 weeks ago. First pitch of the inning is a fastball for a strike. Glass hitting 262, 4 homers, 15 runs batted in. The 0-1. tipped into the mid of Clarno, fouled off a breaking ball there, and it's
0-2. We want beer. We want beer.
This Kannapolis team, something of a mystery in terms of their statistical profile, as the 0-2 waved at and missed, got him with a slider.
For the rest of the inning, Miller Lite, 16-ounce drafts will be $3.
So a slider there to fan glass on three pitches.
Drake Logan.
Kannapolis hits a lot. They hit a lot of extra base hits. They have two or three of the top extra base hitters in the league. And yet, their team is last in OPS in the entire Carolina League, just 660. Something of a conundrum that just haven't figured it out quite yet. These two teams also strike out a lot, as the 1-0 to Drake Logan, taken for a strike on the bottom part of the plate. These two teams rank 1 and 3 in strikeouts. The Green Jackets have struck out 442 times, and Kannapolis 412 times going into this game. The 1-1. Grounded up the middle, Tavares, the shortstop, makes the read. He charges and sidearms to first to get him. The Green Jackets in the middle of the pack in OPS, but
second baseman number 9, Mario Camaletti,
are a couple games behind the Cannonballers coming into play today. It's just proof that there's no one tell-all stat that will reveal to you exactly how good a team is, even including sometimes wins and losses during the regular season. Camaletti steps in, takes the first pitch high for a ball. The former Central Michigan man no longer leading the lead in walks. He's been passed by Nate Furman of Lynchburg, but second with 32 free passes, the 1-0. Flown towards left field, but shallow. Shortstop Tavares goes out towards the foul line and ends up backpedaling towards left field to make the catch. Well, it appears that Cedric DeGrandpre didn't like me waxing lyrical about analytics this early in the week, and he decides to send him down 1-2-3 once again. To the bottom of the third we go. Collins, Casanova, Tavares, the three do up when we come back. No score here in North Augusta.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
The whole night through, feels so good to be with you.
Now batting center fielder number 49.
Bottom of the third, both teams still searching for their first base knock of the day, as Tyler Collins, the speedy lefty, steps in, going up against Shane Murphy. 26 pitches through two innings of work for him. First pitch, curveball in for a strike, the TC. 3-for-12, drove home five runs batted in the last week against Myrtle Beach. Easily his most productive series in terms of run production of the season. 0-1. Inside, barely taken for a ball. Collins, the only player on the roster without a home run this year, but has driven home 12 and hitting just over 200, leads the team in stolen bases as well with 14. The 1-1. Breaking ball, line down the third baseline, but just foul by a matter of inches, as that would have been extra bases and then some for the fleet of foot Collins, but it did indeed just slice a little bit too far to the left. The Green Jackets have really worn out that left field corner here at SRP Park. Last series against Charleston, they had four or five balls get caught up there in the corner that resulted in extra bases. After starting the month of May 5-1 against Kannapolis, the Green Jackets went 3-3 against Charleston, 4-3 against Myrtle Beach. 1-2, line towards right field, sending the right fielder back, but Logan didn't run out of room quite yet, and he makes the catch on the warning track for the out. So the Green Jackets, five games over 500 here in the month of May. They were 7-13 in April, and looking to finally surpass that 500 mark, perhaps at some point in the near future. They've been at 500 four times this year after opening day, but have gone 0-4 in games where they could go over 500. Casanova steps in and takes the first pitch up and away for a ball. Casanova riding a team-high 13-game on-base streak. He did not get a hit last week, weirdly enough. 1-0 in the zone for a strike, 1-1. He did, however, draw a number of walks, also got hit, and drove in a run with a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch. Not the easiest way to pick up a ribby. No score here. Bottom 3, one away, the 1-1. Bounces up. Against Kannapolis, Casanova went 6-for-16 with a homer and a triple. He drove home six, including a 4-RBI night on the Tuesday of that series. The lefty Murphy gets the sign, the pitch. Driven towards deep left center field. Going back is a left fielder Glass. He looks up, and that baby's gone.
And that number two Slade hits four.
Casanova stays red hot, his 14th game in a row on base, and this time he'll touch them all. It's a 1-0 Green Jackets lead, as Casanova this month has now driven in 16 runs.
And the Green Jackets have crossed home.
The Jackets are up 1-0.
You can find your next home with the help of Vander Morgan Realty. Now batting short.
Well, it took them nine batters to get a base hit, but the ninth one who came to the plate was Casanova. And boy, did he make that one count. 105 miles an hour off the bat, 401 feet to deep left center field. As Tavares takes a strike here. Green Jackets now up 1-0 in the bottom of the third. The 0-1 sliced off the end of the bat, slicing foul down the first base line and landing harmlessly in foul territory. Fourth homer of the year for Casanova. All four have come in his last 13 games. Remarkable stuff from the youngster. 0-2 on Tavares, who struck out his first time up, and he'll strike out his second time up as well as he goes around on a breaking ball. So two away in the bottom of the third as the Green Jackets have taken a 1-0 lead. First hit of the day, in fact, only hit of the day between the two teams, is Casanova's solo shot. Jair Casanova, a young 19, by the way, won't turn 20 until November as Workinger grounds the first pitch softly towards third. Diving play by Ramos, who throws to first, but it's off the bag, and Workinger will be safe with what should be an infield single. It was softly hit enough that it was going to be a really tough play even for a top prospect like Ramos at the hot corner. And indeed, it appears that is what is going to be the scoring decision here.
Third baseman number 22, David McCabe.
So David McCabe next up. Grounded out to third to end the first. Green Jackets with a man on first here and two away in the bottom of the third. First pitch caught on and missed. A little late to a fastball that time. McCabe 4-for-18, but with eight walks last week in Myrtle Beach. 0-1. Line towards right field softly. Coming in and diving is Logan. He won't get there. Workinger is headed for third. Cabello waving him home. It's picked up at the warning track. The throw is cut off by Camaletti. The throw to the plate is in time. And that's why you practice those tandem drills, folks, because that was a laser. Score that one 9-4-2 on the putout at home plate. Workinger never even got his foot to the bag. So the Green Jackets get three hits and get one run across, but have the final out of the inning made at home plate on a nice defensive play by Logan and Camaletti. We head to inning number four as the Green Jackets are now on top, 1-0 here at SRP Park.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah. SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting set for the fourth inning here. Green Jackets end up with three hits in the inning, and one of them
shortstop
left the yard
five,
as
Sprinkle.
They have come through with the scoring on that final play. We'll get that to you in a second, though, as Jordan Sprinkle steps in to lead it off against DeGrom Prix in the top of the fourth. First pitch lined up the middle. The second baseman, Exposito, has to go off his glove and into center field as Sprinkle takes the big turn at first on what should be the first base hit of the day for the Cannonballers.
Third baseman, number 33.
They have given it as a double for David McCabe. Ethan Workinger out on the throw from the right fielder Logan to the second baseman Camaletti to the catcher. So a 9-4-2 put out at the plate. As Ramos is the first up here after the single by Sprinkle, and Sprinkle takes second base as Clarno fumbles the transfer. So the eighth stolen base of the year for Sprinkle puts him in scoring position, as Clarno will come out here to talk with DeGrom Prix. Maybe changing up the signs a little bit with a runner behind DeGrom Prix for the first time. Ramos lined out hard to the warning track in right field his first time up. On the 40-man roster, the third overall prospect in the organization. The 1-0. Taken for a strike, 1-1. Nice pitch location there. It's been 2 years since he has played in a Cannonballers jersey. And put up some good numbers, some excellent numbers. 13 home runs with Kannapolis in 21. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Line softly towards right center field. Dropping fast. It's going to land in no man's land for a base hit. They're going to put the stop sign on at third for Sprinkle. Well, his first one was 105 miles an hour off the bat. That one, 64 miles an hour off the bat. But sometimes it's not about how hard you hit it, but where it lands. And that puts runners at the corners here with no one out in the top of the fourth. Back-to-back singles and a stolen base for Tim Elko, who grounded out to third to end the frame in the first. First pitch to Elko, taken away, ball one. Green Jackets infield is back here, suggesting that they would trade the double play for the run scoring with no one out and a one-run lead. The 1-0. Line sharply up the middle, could find the alley, and it does indeed get down all the way to the wall in right center field. Elko hits first, he's digging for second, they're waving Ramos home. The throw is cut off in right center field as Ramos crosses the plate after losing his helmet. It's a two RBI double for Tim Elko, and Kannapolis has taken the lead back from Augusta. It is now 2-1.
Center fielder number two, Jacob Burke.
A two RBI double for the leader in runs batted in the league. And still no one out for Jacob Burke, who steps up with a chance to add some insurance here in the top of the fourth. Burke grounded out in the third. The reigning player of the week with the reigning player of the month off of second base. 110 miles an hour off the bat of Elko. And this one is flown to shallow right center field. Celedonio sizing it up. He lost it. He's going back, and it lands on the warning track. And Elko is going to be stopped at third, but it's going to be a double here, as that was something that looked like a routine fly ball to right that then just got lost in the clouds. And we'll see how they score that. But nonetheless, it'll be four consecutive base runners here in this frame with two in scoring position. And it'll bring up Brooks Baldwin here, who struck out in the second. All of a sudden, the Green Jackets had not allowed a hit coming into the frame. First pitch here is in for a strike on the outside corner. Despite what the score bug is saying right now, it is only 2-1, but there are runners on second and third, with no one out in the top of this fourth inning. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed again. Got him with a changeup, and it's 0-2. Infield now in with no possibility of a force out, and the pitch swung on and missed. Strike three as Clarno holds on. So another strikeout for Baldwin, his second of the day.
Catcher number 17, Troy Clonch.
They have given it as a double for Burke rather than any sort of fielding error. So one away, second and third. Now 2-1 the score for Clonch, who grounded out to second his first time up. He cuts over the top of a slider in the dirt here, and it is 0-1. So a funky inning so far. A single to center off the glove of Exposito. A hard hit single to right. And then a couple of doubles. 0-1 pitch. Curveball taken high. And the count evens up at 1-1. Clonch taking his time here in the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball towards short. Tavares looks back the runner to third and throws to the bag to get the out and keep both runners in place. Good play there with the infield in. That's when it gets
left fielder number seven,
the job done. And that'll bring up Logan Glass, seventh man to bat this inning. A strikeout on three pitches to begin the third his last time out. Elko on third, Burke on second, two runs home already as DeGrom Prix's first pitch taken outside for a ball. There is the base open at first should DeGrom Prix try to pitch around Glass and get to Logan on deck. Those two are now a combined 1-for-20 against the Green Jackets. The 1-0 grounded a foul down the first baseline. The 1-1 pitch. Pop foul out of play, and it's 1-2. DeGrom Prix, the single that he gave up to Ramos was 64 miles an hour off the bat. The Elko double was 110. And then that missed fly ball in right field. He's trying not to let it cost him here, though. The 1-2 pitch, taken up and away, 2-2. The pitch pulled foul sharply down the left field line over the back nine grill, and it bounces back into the hand of a fan out there on the concourse. It's Glass calls timeout. Second and third. 2-1 the score here in the top of the fourth. Green Jackets had jumped out on top 1-0 in the third. The 2-2. Waved at and missed. Strike three. So the Grand Prix battles back and strands a pair of runners in scoring position. But two runs come home on Tim Elko's two RBI double. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets now down in this one. 2-1, back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network here at SRP Park.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your window is waiting no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here for the bottom of the fourth, Celedonio pops the first pitch, foul and out of play. Two runs come in to score in the top of the inning. It is a 2-1 ball game. A one swung on and missed. Celedonio struck out to begin the second. The Green Jackets got three hits in the bottom of the third, but had the second run of the inning thrown out at the plate to end the frame. The 0-2 taken down low, 1-2. Celedonio, a 728 OPS, which doesn't sound impressive until you look at the average, and it's well below 200, now 185. Hitting 142 against lefties. 1-2. Fastball right down the middle called third strike. Back-to-back strikeouts for Celedonio. Fourth strikeout of the day for Shane Murphy. As that'll bring up Justin Janis. Janis was the first base runner of the day with a walk in inning number two. Infield pulled over to the near side for the lefty. He takes the first pitch curveball. 0-1. Expecting Jorge Bautista to follow up Cedric DeGrand Prix in this one. 0-1 pitch, grounded towards first, fielded on a couple of hops by the first baseman Elko, who takes to the bag himself. No one warming just yet.
Yeah. Second baseman number two, E.J. Exposito.
So E.J. Exposito next to the plate, but a fan dropped their football down the left field line over from the berm out there in left center field, and the left fielder Glass has to go over and toss it back up to them. Not the first time today that's happened. So E.J. Exposito up with no one on and two away. He'll take a fastball on the inside part of the plate for a strike. Exposito flew out to right his first time up. Two home runs, but 17 runs batted in. Been a very productive hitter when there are guys on base ahead of him. The 0-1 taken in the dirt. The 1-1 misses low as well. 2-1 now the count. Exposito, another guy who hits lefties very well, was hitting 357 entering today. Meanwhile, the Green Jackets themselves only have two left-handed arms on the entire roster in Samuel Strickland and Adam Shoemaker. It's now 3-1 because Murphy gets called for a pitch clock violation for not coming set in time. An interesting situation occurred with the pitch clock when these two teams met the first time this year. It's the 3-1 line sharply towards the crowd. That's a scary sight in the stands there, as it appears everyone is all right. Netting doesn't extend that far down the line. In the 10th inning between these two teams, going all the way back to the series opener on May 2nd, as the 3-2 pitch comes in, it is lined towards deep left field. Going over is Burke at the warning track, feeling for the wall, and he makes the catch about 3 feet in front of that fence. Well, in that game one of this 12-game series between these two this year, Billy Seidel got called for a couple of automatic balls with full counts in the 10th inning. But that's neither here nor there. He heads to the 5th inning. Green Jackets now down in this one by a score of 2-1. Back with the 5th in a moment here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Fall down to the ground. I know there's more to come. Jump back to my feet. Now I only see ahead of me. Chasing down the street.
Right fielder number 10, Drake Logan.
2-1 the score here, Kannapolis on top as we hit the top of inning number 5. DeGrom Prix back to the mound with Logan, the first man to the plate. 8-9-1 due up this half inning. First pitch grounded softly off the end of the bat towards first, Janice Fields, and taps on the bag himself for the out. They have gone in and corrected the scoring, by the way, on the earlier play. Rather than it being a three-run double for Elko, they had it as Elko himself scoring after the hit. It ends up being just a two-run double, which we all saw with our eyes. So, nine-man up, Camaletti, who popped out to the shortstop Tavares to end the third. First pitch to him is a fastball taken for a strike at the bottom of the zone. 2-1 the score. That double from Elko is the difference right now. A one pitch. Taken low and in the dirt. DeGrom Prix just hit the 60-pitch mark. He is a remarkably efficient pitcher. In that quality start that he had last week, he could probably have pitched into the seventh inning. 1-1, misses down and in. And in his win, where he went five innings against Charleston, he was removed from the game with just 59 pitches. So he has been tremendous when the stuff plays. 2-1. Taken just up high by Camaletti. In his outing this year against Kannapolis, he went four innings, gave up three hits and one run, and struck out four. 3-1 pitch, right at the knees for a strike, and the count goes full. T1 the score, one away in the top of the fifth, no one on, and we've got a timeout called here by Camaletti. Started off his college career at Oakland, which, when I learned this fact, it surprised me. Oakland, the school, is located in Michigan, not in California. 3-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. Strikeout number 5 for DeGrand Prix. And there's 2 away.
Shortstop, number 5, Jordan Sprinkle.
Oakland University in, as you would expect, in Michigan. I always wondered why they were in the Horizon League, which is a very Midwest-centered league with teams in Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin, and Ohio. But the more you know. Regardless, Sprinkle steps in and takes a ball. It's 1-1 now. Sprinkle singled to begin the fourth, the inning where Kannapolis made their breakthrough. He singled, stole second, and then scored on the double. 1-1 pitch. Line towards center field. Going back is Collins over to his right. Now he heads to his left and makes the catch to retire the side. So DeGrand Prix does a great job of battling back in the inning. He needs just 65 pitches to get through 5 full. We head to the bottom of inning number 5, and the Green Jackets are down 2-1, looking to break through even further when we come back in the bottom of the 5th on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Seven, eight, nine due up here in the bottom of the 5th as Murphy remains on the mound. And Clarno leads it off. Clarno flew out to left field to end the second inning. More of a pop-up that went pretty far, and he'll swing and miss here at a off-speed pitch to begin his evening, rather his at-bat. Murphy, 48 pitches through 4 innings. Very efficient as we've got time called here by Clarno. Clarno hit his first homer of the season, to date his only homer of the season against Kannapolis back in early May. Murphy has gone through 4 innings so far with 4 strikeouts. He allowed all 3 hits in that one frame in the bottom of the 3rd. He gets a swing and a miss here, and he is ahead in the count 0-2. The lefty winds and fires, and Clarno flies this one foul down the right field line. O2 pitch. Clarno holds off on a curveball in the dirt. 1-2. Murphy, 22 years of age, out of Chandler Gilbert Community College in Arizona, a late round pick last year, the 14th rounder, has been very solid and very reliable as the 1-2 pitch is lined towards the alley in left center field. Burke is on the move at the warning track, and he jumps up to make the play. Any other part of the ballpark, and that one probably leaves the yard. 395 feet off the bat, but right to that 395 sign.
Center fielder number 49, Tyler Collins.
Tyler Collins is next up. Murphy has gone between 3 and 6 innings in every start. In fact, in his most recent start, he went 3 innings, was his shortest one on the year. As Collins takes a strike. 32 strikeouts and 28 innings coming into today with just 6 walks pitching like a guy who wants to get up to Winston-Salem on the Sooner side, as the 0-1 is taken high and in. Winston-Salem, meanwhile, are leading their division, the High A affiliate of the White Sox. One away, no one on here. 1-1 the count to Collins, and the pitch is taken right down the middle with a fastball. And the 1-2. Chopped over the head of the pitcher. Charging is the third baseman, who throws towards first, and it can't be handled by Elko as Collins beats it out. Probably not the right choice there for Ramos to take priority over the shortstop sprinkle. It should have been the shortstop's ball, and we'll see how they score that one. Collins, with excellent speed, might have beaten that out anyways, and it was a very high chopper over the mound. Regardless, it'll put Collins aboard first base for Jair Casanova. Casanova homered back in inning number 3, the only run of the game so far for the Green Jackets, his 17th run batted in the month of May. They've given it as a base hit, and the first pitch taken down and in to Casanova. Collins, 14 of 16 on stolen base attempts this year. 10th, tied for 10th in the league. Being held on by Elko. The 1-0. Swung on and missed at a changeup nowhere near the plate, and it's 1-1. So Casanova now 7 for 12 with 2 homers and 7 runs batted in against Kannapolis. 1-1 pitch poked softly, foul, and out of play down the right field line.
Give that fan a contract.
Casanova's April, he hit 114 with 14 strikeouts and 35 at-bats. His May, not including today, hitting 324 with 16 runs batted in and just 10 strikeouts. An impressive turnaround here as Casanova will call timeout. And still just 19 years of age out of Barquisimeto in Venezuela. Collins is going. The 1-2 pitch taken in the dirt. The throw from the knees of the catcher. Claunch is in time. What a beautiful play by the catcher Claunch to get that throw off without even popping up into his stance. And Collins is caught stealing for just the third time this year. No doubt about that one. So 2-2 on Casanova with two outs. The pitch popped up but foul and drifting over the concourse down the right field line. So 2-2. With two away, the pitch is taken low, ball 3, and the count goes full on deck on Bioris Tavares. 2 strikeouts today, up to 72 on the year. Still waiting for that strikeout rate to come down a little bit. Full count, the pitch taken for a called strike 3 on a pitch that looked a little bit inside, and instead the side is retired. The single to Collins and a caught stealing ends up coming to no harm. We head to the top of inning number 6. 2-1, Kannapolis on top with the Grand Prix coming back out to the mound. The Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Fresh Kid Z, Fresh Kid C,
yes, sir.
Fresh Kid P, Fresh Kid T.
Oh yeah, we back.
Oh, it's Apple.
Yeah, Jones.
Great prizes and winning tickets to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Scan the QR code.
Chitty Bang. And we pretty much
guest services to enter. Winners will be announced at the bottom of the sixth inning.
Top of the sixth, DeGrand Prix pitching into the sixth inning for the second consecutive start. If he's able to get through this one without allowing a run, it would be back-to-back consecutive starts. As Brian Ramos leads it off. Ramos, on a rehab assignment with the Cannonballers this week, will likely either go to Birmingham, the AA affiliate, the Barons, or directly to Charlotte in AAA after this week. First pitch to him, slider taken for a ball. Signed out of Cuba a couple of years ago, is only trailing Oscar Colas and Noah Schultz, last year's first rounder in their prospect rankings. 1-0 popped up but foul over our head, maybe landing right on my roof here, and I just heard it land about 5 feet behind me on the roof. So still waiting for the day that a foul ball gets up near this press box. We've had one this entire year and it hit off the window and I couldn't get my hand out to grab it in time. We'll get there though. The 1-1 outside with a slider. Ramos singled and scored in the fourth, 1-for-2 in his return to the Cannonballers. Second straight week where the Green Jackets have faced a rehabbing AAA player. And the 2-1 grounded off the end of the bat up the middle. Tavares charges and has it go off his glove. And it dies on the infield. And that will likely be an error on Tavares. And if it is, it'll be his team leading 11th of the year.
First baseman number 30, Tim Elko. He's our Bojangles batter of the game.
But Ramos, who has excellent speed, is now on first. We'll await the scoring from our official scorers in the room next door. They've been busy tonight. First pitch here taken inside. Nick Clarno behind home plate has thrown out just about 45% of would-be base stealers this year. One zero, backed him off. 2-0. Ramos off of first. When he was 17 years of age, he was already playing in rookie ball down in the Arizona Complex League. As a ball comes loose from the Green Jackets dugout. Actually signed on my 19th birthday back in 2018, for whatever it's worth. Nonetheless, a player who will likely immediately progress beyond the Carolina League as soon as he is ready, as DeGrand Prix finds the outside corner, 2-1. They are still reviewing that play as far as the scoring goes. Next door, they're looking at the replay to figure out the scoring. The pitch finds the zone. It's 2-2. Jorge Bautista warming up down the line in the Green Jackets bullpen, trying to see if DeGrand Prix can get through six. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. As Elko goes down on strikes. Strikeout
everyone.
Number six of the day for DeGrand Prix. They have ruled it an E6, by the way, which I think is the right call. The 11th error of the year on Tavares. So Ramos on first and one away now. Typically 80 pitches is the maximum, so you get the sense that this could very well be the last batter of the day, with DeGrand Prix now at 73. Burke takes a ball in the dirt. Burke so far today, a double and a groundout, a sort of fluky double to right, though, one that looked like it was going to be caught quite comfortably by Celedonia. Runner on first, the 1-0. Grounded through the infield on the right side for a base hit. Ramos will hold up at second, going station to station, and there's now two aboard. When the Green Jackets commit no errors, they are 10-5. When they commit any sort of error, they are 9-16. When they commit one error, they are 3-5. Two or more errors, they are 6-11. So it is a important number there in terms of what the statistics suggest about the outcome of this game. As Brooks Baldwin steps up, he is 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, and now he's got two aboard. And the first pitch to him taken in the dirt. So an error and a single has runners at first and second. 2-1 the score, top of the sixth. Action in the bullpen for Kannapolis as well. 1-0. Sliced foul as he was late to a fastball there, and looks like that might have stung a little bit. Sometimes it is chilly out. It's in the, well, it was in the low 70s. Now it's in the high 60s. When you get those balls off the wrong part of the bat, it can really sting, and you can get sometimes some bruises on your hands, or it can really send a shock up your arm when you don't get it right. 1-1. Taken just outside. And it's now 2-1. Ramos on second, Burke on first. The pitch taken down and in. So 3-1 hitters count on Baldwin. And the pitch lined down the left field line, but foul towards the berm and off the protective gate there towards a fan who is sitting underneath an umbrella down that left field line. So a full count with one away. Likely the last pitch of the day for DeGrom Prix. Can he put him away? The pitch. Fouled off again. Same spot. A little higher on the elevation this time. And it lands off the roof of the back nine grill. DeGrom Prix going 5 and 6 innings his last couple of outings. Has really given the bullpen an opportunity to stay fresh as this one's fouled off and it remains 3-2. And the 3-2. Called strike three in the outside corner. An absolutely beautiful way to cap off the outing for Cedric DeGrom Prix with his season-high seventh strikeout. DeGrom Prix goes 5 2/3, and after a little bit over 80 pitches, 85 pitches, the new high watermark for any Green Jackets player on the season, he will depart with 7 strikeouts on the line and 2 runners on base. He gets a warm and deserved round of applause from the SRP Park faithful. As Jorge Bautista comes into the game looking to strand a pair. Back after this pitching change for the final bit of the top of the sixth. Green Jackets down 2-1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So Jorge Bautista on relief of Cedric DeGrom Prix. And the first man he'll have to face is Troy Klonge, 0-2 with a couple of groundouts in this one. Ramos on second, Burke on first. 2-1 the score. top of inning number six. And the first pitch from Bautista is taken inside with a sinker, 1-0. Bautista, sinker, slider, fastball, changeup. In the mid to high 90s. Has been both a starting pitcher and also used in long relief. And with two aboard here, the 1-0. In on the outside corner for a strike. It's the first time this season that Bautista has had to deal with any inherited runners. He has yet to be, the word they use on the MLB stat site is bequeathed. So no one has bequeathed him any runners this year. Trying to keep the two on the base pass off of home plate as well as he misses low and away here, 2-1. Michael Soroka got the start in AAA Gwinnett tonight. He has held Durham to just one run through five innings. The 2-1 pitch. Line down the line in left field is a fair ball, and it's going to get all the way to the corner. It bounces inside the line. One run is in to score. They're going to wave around the second run, and he will score easily. Tavares, the shortstop, won't even bother throwing as those two runs will go on the line of Cedric the Grand Prix. It is a two RBI double as that one just sneaked inside that third base bag, and it makes it 4-1 Kannapolis.
Left fielder number 7, Logan Glass.
Not all that hard hit once again, but it's all about where you place it, and that one could not have been placed any better as Ramos and Burke both come in to score. Two RBI double, and Glass is next to the dish. He'll ground the first one foul down the left field line. Oh, and one the count, runner on second, two away. Change up, and it's flown foul out of play. Bautista comes into the game and gives up a two RBI double, but neither of those runs will be charged to him. 4-1 now the score as time is called by the batter Glass, 0-2 with two strikeouts. So as a result of that play, by the way, that two-run double, the Grand Prix's ERA jumps up to 2.51 from 1.99, which is a testament to how good he has been this year. 0-2 the count, the pitch. Taken outside for a ball, 1-2. The final line for the Grand Prix, 5 2/3 innings of work, 5 hits, 4 runs, all earned, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Dealt a tough hand by some of the contact that resulted in hits tonight. Should be very pleased with how the outing went otherwise. 1-2, fouled off, just barely got a piece of it. And that's actually going to be catcher's interference, so looks like that got Clarno's glove, the swing there from Glass. So it'll go down as catcher's interference, officially an error on the catcher. So second error of the day on the Green Jackets as Glass will take his base. So Logan now to the plate with two outs and two aboard. A ground out, actually two ground outs for Logan.
Right fielder, number 10, Drake Logan.
So first and second, two away. Logan to the dish. The pitch fouled off the back of his own leg. That's a painful one. Bautista faced Kannapolis earlier this year, picked up the win, went four innings, gave up one hit and one run, walked three and struck out four. The Green Jackets were up 6-4 after three innings in that one, and he came in relief of Tyree Thompson in the top of the sixth, rather the bottom of the sixth. 0-1. Grounded up the middle off of Bautista, who fields it nonchalantly and throws to first for the out that retires the side. But two more runs come in on the second two RBI double of the game. Troy Klontsch this time knocks in a pair. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets down three. It is now 4-1. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
You'll find love. Don't forget, son, there is someone up above. And be a simple kind of man.
4-1 the score, SRP Park the spot, as mercifully for the Green Jackets, Shane Murphy's night is done. Well, we mentioned there have been some changes to the bullpen for Kannapolis in the last couple of weeks. This is not one of them. Fronder Verros is into the game. 6'5", 185. Has a lot of velocity on his fastball, not a whole lot of command, but has been better in recent weeks. And he's got the top of the lineup to begin things here as he delivers a fastball up and in to Tavares. Tavares 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. The 0-1, or rather the 1-0 bounces in. Verros, the rare pitcher who bats left-handed and throws right-handed. Not that we've ever actually seen him bat in a game in affiliated baseball, but an interesting fun fact nonetheless. 2-0, swung on and missed at a breaking ball. Against the Green Jackets earlier this year, he went for 3 2/3 innings over two outings. Did not give up a hit. He hit two, walked three, and struck out two. No decisions in that time. And this one misses down and away, 3-1. The walks are the big story for him. 8 walks to 13 strikeouts, but 5 hit batters as well. So 13-13 in terms of free passes to K's in Kannapolis for his third year. And this one swung on and missed, 3-2. Last year spent time in the complex and also spent most of the year in Kannapolis, 23 appearances. Green Jackets, 1 run, 4 hits, and a couple of errors. Kannapolis, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Kannapolis trying to move to 5 games above 500 and continue their chase for possible postseason action. 3-2, grounded toward short. Sprinkle can't get to it with a dive, and Tavares is aboard with a leadoff single here in the bottom of the sixth. Well, appreciate Sprinkle selling out the way he did, because he was nearly able to knock that one down. But I'm not sure that even if he had played that, he would have had a throw to first. So it is a deserved single for Tavares. As Ethan Workinger next to the dish, 1 for 2. He singled and then got thrown out at home plate. Back in inning number 3. Tavares, a big lead off of first. And the first pitch in for a strike to Workinger. Final line for Murphy is as good as you would expect. 5 innings of work, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned on the homer. 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. His ERA actually jumped to 1.91 after 5 innings of 1-run ball, which, again, just shows you exactly how good he has been this season. Fronder Verros, the next to replace him. 4-1 the score. Murphy leaves in line for the win with Tavares off of first. The pitch is bounced in the dirt and blocked away by Klontsch up the first baseline. No advance for Tavares. Count goes to 1-1. Tavares again, sizable lead off the bag at first. He's going. 1-1 pitch grounded up the middle as going to first with it is the shortstop Sprinkle. And there's an instance where the hit and run, or at the very least the steal call for Tavares, saves a likely double play. So Tavares gets to second, working a retired 6-3. And that'll bring out David McCabe, who doubled to end the third. Hit one to right field that got underneath the glove of Drake Logan, but Logan found Camaletti as the cutoff man, and Camaletti fired to the plate to throw out Tavares. And the first pitch is fouled off by McKay, batting out of the left-hand batter's box. A one, taken down low. McCabe, four homers, 17 runs batted in. All the Green Jackets right now are chasing Jeremy Celedonio for the team lead in runs batted in with 21. Casanova, Workinger, and McCabe hot on his tail as McCabe takes a ball here and gets ahead in the count 2-1. Coming into today, Justin Janis led the team with 33 base hits, also leaving the team an average, as you'd expect, hitting 292, but a couple guys are not too far behind him. 2-1, grounded up the middle, could be trouble. Sprinkle is able to get over and make the play instead and cuts it off from going into the outfield as Tavares advances to third, but that is the second out of the inning. A little bit harder, and that one's probably through for an RBI knock. Instead, Sprinkle does well to cut it off.
Now batting on Dura, cleanup batter of the game, number 26 right fielder, Jeremy Celedonio.
So Jeremy Celedonio next to the plate with two away, and Tavares on third. Green Jackets down 4-1. A base hit here would bring them within two. Infield back with the runner on third and two away. Breaking ball for the first pitch. Gets the zone up and in, and it's 0-1. 77 miles an hour there from Veras. A one. Breaking ball chopped up the line at third, but foul by about a foot and a half as the third baseman Ramos was over there to play it nonetheless, and he'll toss it to a fan in the crowd. So 0-2 now, looking to avoid the hat trick of strikeouts. Is Celedonio. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, and he will not avoid the hat trick of strikeouts after all. Leadoff single, but nothing else. And we head to the second. 4-1 the score, with Kannapolis still on top. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the seventh, Bautista back out to the mound. Green Jackets down 4-1 here in the first game of six this week. Green Jackets and Cannonballers. As we get set to go here, stepping in to lead it off, the nine-man Camaletti. Was batting towards the top of the lineup earlier this month, and They're using his on-base percentage to good effect. He has a 440 on-base percentage coming into today. Driven up by his 32 walks as he checks his swing but goes around here and is down in the count 0-1. Hitting just 210 and was just 3 for 20 against the Green Jackets earlier this month, but plenty of walks in that small frame of his. O2 pitch here, swung on and missed badly, and Klarna will throw down to first for the out.
Shortstop number 5, Jordan Sprinkle.
So leadoff man, Jordan Sprinkle, next to the plate. First pitch to him, checked his swing, but didn't go. Sprinkle 1-for-3. The Grand Prix in his outing tonight had pitched 3 no-hit innings and then ended up giving up 4 hits in the fourth. Settled down nicely after that. The 1-0, grounded towards first. Jandis is able to snag that glove down and take it to the bag himself. Just the flick of the wrist there from Justin Jandis, and there's 2 away. Jandis made a spectacular play last week, grabbing a chopper with his bare hand above his head. So Ramos next to the dish. He is 1-for-3. He reached on an error his last time up, and he'll ground the first pitch to third. McCabe has it go right off his shoe and into left center field. Ramos, aggressive turn at first, but he will go back to the bag as running it in is Workinger. Rather, Casanova, excuse me.
First baseman, number 3, Tim Elko.
Should be the third error of the day on the Green Jackets. And two of those errors have come off of at-bats when Ramos was at the plate. So Elko, 1-for-3 with a 2-RBI double. As it stands, the go-ahead double back in the fourth. Swings and misses here at the first pitch. Elko, a lot of power in that frame. An excellent middle-in fastball hitter. Struggles with breaking balls, but got a fastball that he turned on and sent to the right center field alley back in the fourth to give a 2-1 lead to Kanapolis. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed again. Same pitch exactly. When the Green Jackets played Kanapolis earlier this month, they basically went breaking balls only. They didn't give him a single fastball. I'm not sure that he saw more than 2 or 3 in the entire series. Still managed to get 6 hits and 1 homer and a couple of doubles, but that's pretty good for his standards. Bautista looking to put him away here with a runner on first and 2 away. The pitch is caught on and missed. Strike 3, got him on the sinker, yeah, down and away. So a base runner on an error, but nothing else. And we head to the bottom of the 7th, 4-1 still the score. We'll keep it here as always for
the
7th inning stretch. Green Jackets coming up next.
Chiropractic 7th inning stretch. Get on your feet and sing along to the favorite baseball classic, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Let's see it, Walker.
North Augusta Chiropractic offers an affordable, painless, drug-free approach to treating back pain, neck pain, headaches, and car accident injuries. For more information, please contact 803-599-5902 or visit their website at www.northaugustachiropractic.com. leading out the bottom of the seventh for the Augusta Green.
So we're back here for the bottom of inning number seven. Thanks so much for being with us on this Tuesday evening. It's gotten a little bit chilly here in the high 60s now, cloudy and overcast, but dark. As Justin Janis steps in, going up against Fronder Verros. First pitch to Janis, sails high and wide. A walk and a ground out for him today. Janis, in his last game here at SRP Park, hit his first homer of the year on Mother's Day. And we've got a pitch clock violation here on the pitcher. Was able to watch that clock ticking down. By the time Verros got set, there was already 4 seconds remaining and not enough time for him to wire one home. So 2-0 on Janis. The pitch taken up high, 3-0. He took a four-pitch walk back in the second.
Last call for alcohol. Alcohol sales will end after this half inning.
A 3-0. Taken for a strike at the knees. Looking around the Carolina League right now. Carolina up 3-2 over Down East. That game in Zebulon. So Down East on the road. 3-1. Lined up the middle. Underneath the glove of Sprinkle, who nearly had it. And instead it becomes a single for Janis. Looked like that was headed for the outfield regardless, but Sprinkle made a great job of even getting close to that ball. So first hit of the day for Janis. The sixth hit of the day for Augusta.
Number two, E.J. Exposito.
And for the second straight inning, the Green Jackets have the leadoff man aboard against Verros. E.J. Exposito 0-2 with two flyouts is at the dish. Last place, Fredericksburg up 3-0 on Salem right now in Salem in the North Division. First pitch to Exposito, taken outside for a ball. Columbia up 4-1 over Charleston. Columbia 7 games over 500, a game and a half ahead of Kannapolis for the division lead. 1-0 pitch in the dirt. Myrtle Beach up 3-0 over Fayetteville with Cohen Moreno into the game pitching for the Pelicans. Myrtle Beach got their only runs of the game on a Felix Stevens 3-run home run, his second homer in his last three games. He hit one against the Green Jackets on Saturday. 2-0 pitch, up and in, nearly brushed him back. Already gone final today in the good old-fashioned day game. Delmarva demolished Lynchburg 11-3. 6 runs in the bottom of the first and didn't look back. The 3-0 to Exposito, popped up foul and out of play. No take there for him with a 3-0 count. So 3-1, Janis off of first. Janis got his first stolen base of the season against Kannapolis a couple of weeks ago. As Verros steps off and resets. The pitch fouled off on a pitch up in the zone. So the count goes full here. Good job by Verros to battle back. Michael Soroka goes a season-high 96 pitches tonight. 6 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, 8 strikeouts. 3-2, line to right field. Going back to the wall is the right fielder, Logan. He is able to make the play, though, in front of the track. I had my view blocked for a moment there by some fans in the suite to my right, which made it a little bit difficult to see where that ball ended up. But instead it becomes the third long flyout of the night for Exposito. Clarno. Nick Clarno next to the plate. Runner on first. Clarno and Exposito now 0-5 with 5 flyouts. Looking to maybe push one over the wall here. And the first pitch to Clarno backs him off on the inside edge. 1-0. Mentioned the bullpen ERA for Kannapolis over 2 full earned runs higher. 1-0, driven to right field and deep once again. Going back is Logan to the wall. He is able to make the catch with his back up against the LED. I mean, you can't get any closer to a home run than that. 350 feet If that goes 351 feet, it ends up over the fence. And instead, it's back-to-back flyouts to the wall. And that'll bring up Tyler Collins, a single and a flyout for him this evening. Janis still on first base. Green Jackets down 4-1 here in the bottom of inning number 7. First pitch to Collins, grounded right up the middle to Sprinkle, who will take it to second base himself for the out that retires the side. Once again, a leadoff single, but once again, nothing doing as far as runs crossing the plate. So we head to the eighth inning, 4-1 the score, with Kannapolis on top. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Top of the eighth inning here, and the heart of the order due up for Kannapolis as Bautista remains on the mound. Jacob Burke with a couple of hits to his name already today. 2-for-3 is at the dish. Burke, the reigning Carolina League Player of the Week, hitting .350 since returning from action in early May. First pitch swinging and can't make contact there. This is game 7 between the two teams this season. The Green Jackets took the first 3 and then the last 2. It's the 0-1 again, cut on and missed. Going back to that series in Kannapolis. Actually, they took the first 4. They lost Saturday 7-4 and then won 8-7 on the Sunday. So Kannapolis looking to pull one back here and continue their quest for first place here in the division. The 0-2. Fouled off down the right field line. Giving chase briefly is Celedonio, but he'll make the stance. Tomorrow night, Spencer Schwellenbach, the 7th overall prospect in the Braves organization, is expected to make the start. He had his best outing of his career last week in Myrtle Beach. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him waving. And he will go down on strikes. Third strikeout of the day for Bautista. As that'll bring up Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin so far, 3 strikeouts, trying to avoid the dreaded golden sombrero. 4 strikeouts in a game. The Green Jackets have had a couple of those this season. And also a couple, well, really 1, dreaded Olympic rings, which is the terminology for a 5 strikeout game. Also called the platinum sombrero, but it's incredibly rare. Green Jackets have had just 1 this year. First pitch misses low to Baldwin. Lefty on righty, the matchup. The 1-0 in the zone, 1-1. Baldwin nominally a switch hitter, but against a Green Jackets rotation and bullpen that only has 2 left-handed arms. Going to be spending a whole lot of time batting left-handed this series as Baldwin. Didn't seem to mind that, though, in the first week of May. 1-1. Taken in for a strike. Gets a call there on the bottom of the zone. Been a relatively solid night behind the plate for Chris Jenke. Neither manager has had any real qualms in this one. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a nice running fastball away from the zone. Three straight strikeouts, all swinging for Bautista, up to four on the day. And that makes two away for Troy Klontsch. Klontsch doubled home a pair back in the sixth. And those runs are insurance runs as of right now. Green Jackets got one in the third. Kannapolis got two in the fourth and two in the sixth. It's a 4-1 Cannonballers lead here as this game draws close to the two-hour mark. First pitch to Klontsch in for a strike. Action in the bullpen for Kannapolis down the line. Veras has gone two innings in relief. We'll see if he comes out for a third in the bottom of the eighth. 0-1 pitch. Misses just outside. If the Green Jackets can finish off this game with just Bautista and DeGrom Prix as their pitchers, it does keep the bullpen pretty fresh going forward. 1-1. Driven to left field and deep. And this one is on the warning track and gone. Klontsch having his best game of the season. A homer and two runs batted in on the double earlier. A three RBI day for Klontsch as he pokes one out to left. 350 feet. And it just was able to get over that yellow line above the LED board. And that makes it 5-1 Kannapolis.
Left fielder number 7, Logan Glass.
He certainly thought he had it off the bat. The left fielder, Casanova, stopped at the wall. But it just flies out. And that is what the game of baseball is all about. The Green Jackets had one fly ball 395 feet earlier today. The one for Clarno, 351 to right center field in the last inning. Both of them ended up in outs, and sometimes it's just about distribution. Where are your pitches landing, and how is the outfield set up, and things of that nature. 1-1 the count now on Glass. 0-3, two strikeouts and reached on catcher's interference. 5-1 now the score. No longer a save situation should another pitcher enter the game. 1-1, fouled off, and that one hits just off the suite to our right and bounces all the way back down to the lower concourse. One, two, waved and missed, strike three. So Bautista strikes out at the side but gives up a home run before the final out. It's now 5-1. Kannapolis on top over Augusta as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets down four on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Bally Live.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and, of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit GreenJacketsBaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We do indeed have a new arm on the mound here as we approach the bottom of inning number 8. Trying to find the number on the back of the jersey for Kannapolis. It is number 21, Eric Adler, someone who the Green Jackets did not see in the first series between these two teams.
Eric Adler, and that's a call for the bullpen, presented by Georgia 811.
So Veras goes two innings, gives up two hits, but nothing else. Adler, drafted in the sixth round last year out of Wake Forest, 22 years of age, has been good so far this season in four outings, a 2.45 ERA. Eight strikeouts, just the one walk. He's only given up two hits so far. He has gone between two-thirds of an inning and one inning in each of his outings so far with a strikeout plus in each frame that he has worked. Still getting stretched out for the season, only got activated under 2 weeks ago. His first outing was May 10th, 13 days ago. And here he is now for the bottom of the eighth. No longer a save situation after the home run for Claunch. He made it a 5-1 ball game as Casanova pops this one up and out of play, 1-1. Casanova now up to 230 the average, 777 the OPS, approaching the team lead. And four home runs, four homers, 17 of his 18 runs batted in have come this month. 1-1 pitch, taken low and away. Fastball at 93. Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Good baseball program in North Carolina as Casanova lines this one to right center field for a base hit. Two-hit day for Jair as for the third straight inning, the Green Jackets get the leadoff man aboard via a single.
Shortstop number one, Ambiaris Tavares.
Adler on the mound, an alumnus of the Born Braves in the Cape Cod Baseball League. Had one of the best stat lines there since Marcus Stroman. As Tavares fouls off the first pitch, he's 1-for-3 with two strikeouts and a single. He got stranded at third his last time up. Sizable leadoff of first year for Casanova. Green Jackets down four here with no one out in the eighth as Tavares will take strike two. Marlon Adler, if that name sounds familiar to folks, the father of Eric Adler was a four-year starting quarterback at Mizzou back in the 80s. Athletic family. 0-2 pitch taken right down the middle, called strike three. It is a three strikeout game for Tavares. That one nearly in the center of the plate. Ethan Workner next to the plate, 1-for-3. For Tavares, that is his 10th three strikeout game of the year. As Workner takes a breaking ball up in the zone for a ball. Green Jackets came into today a game below 500, 19-20. If they take this series 4-2, they will be at 500, stay even, and they'll be a game below 500. This one grounded to the pitcher. One to the second baseman, and not in time. And now they've got a runner caught between second and third because the tag was not applied to the base, and instead it'll turn into an awkward pickle where Casanova gets thrown out between second and third. The throw from the pitcher was way offline. It was a great stop by the second baseman, Camaletti, but he didn't touch the bag. Then he went to touch second base to get the force out, but Casanova had already passed it, so there was no force anymore. And then Casanova got caught in a rundown there. As you can score that up as sort of one error on each side there. It'll end up being a fielder's choice that puts Workinger aboard. Two away for David McCabe with a runner on first. Casanova replaced at first base by Workinger. Thrown out from the second baseman to the third baseman. McCabe grounds the first one foul. One. Taken low, 1-1 by McCabe. Hitting just below 250. He and Workinger both tied at 248 during this game, as far as batting average goes. 5-1 the score, and the pitch rocketed foul down the left field line and way out of play over towards the parking garage. Hope no one ends up with an unpleasant souvenir out there on the street. Bottom of the eighth, Green Jackets and Kannapolis in a 5-1 ball game. Kannapolis on top. The door to the clubhouse is open in left center field, by the way, and no one has stopped the game to try and rectify that. And the breaking ball driven to right center field, another base hit. Werkinger will stop at second as Logan gets to that ball in a hurry. For the second base hit of the day for the Oshawa, Ontario native, as Werkinger takes second base and McCabe is on fourth. McCabe is on first for the fourth batter, the cleanup hitter, Jeremy Celedonio.
26, European cleanup batter of the game, Jeremy Celedonio.
Mound visit here between Claunch and Adler. Celedonio 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts, looking to avoid that fourth punch out on the day. It is Celedonio's seventh three-strikeout game of the year. He does have one of the three four-strikeout games this season for the Green Jackets as well. Tavares and Collins, the other two to pick up that golden sombrero. So two aboard, 5-1 the score. Celedonio at the plate here in the bottom of inning number 8. And they'll take ball one outside from Adler. 89 miles an hour. Well, some notable scores around Major League Baseball right now. The Blue Jays are up 18-1 on the MLB leading Rays. Celedonio will take a strike here on the outside edge. The Braves trail the Dodgers 4-1. That game in the bottom of the sixth at Truist Park in Atlanta. 1-1 pitch. Fouled off the catcher's glove there, and it's 1-2. Cardinals up 8-5 on the Reds. D-backs leading the Phillies. How about the D-backs? 8 games above 500 right now with only 2 starting pitchers who have an ERA under 4. Orioles over the Yankees right now, 5-4 as well. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and it is the dreaded platinum, rather golden sombrero for Celedonio. The Green Jackets strand 2 more runners on base, and we will head to the ninth inning. 5-1 the score with the visitors on top. Back with the ninth when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Top of the ninth here in North Augusta. Green Jackets down 5-1. Bautista remaining on the mound. The game got started in a good way. Cedric DeGrom pre-retired the first 9 batters he faced. He ended up with a career-high 7 strikeouts, and that matches the most strikeouts thrown by a starting pitcher for the Green Jackets this year. In fact, the other instance also came against Kannapolis, right, when J.R. Ritchie struck out 7 before being removed from the game. That was just a couple of weeks ago in North Carolina. Jorge Bautista in and relief. He's gone through 2 1/3 innings so far. Logan leads it off and takes a ball up and in. Top of the ninth, Logan, Camaletti, and Sprinkle, the three duo. Tyree Thompson is warming in the Green Jackets bullpen, should he be required. 1-0. Gets the zone 1-1. Bautista, 2 1/3 innings so far. 2 hits, 1 run. And 5 strikeouts for him. Did give up a solo home run and also the 2-run double. But the 2 runs were charged to the Grand Prix. This one, hard hit up the middle, and it'll be a base hit for Drake Logan, his first of the day. And that'll bring up Camaletti, who is 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. The Green Jackets have struck out 12 and walked 0 today. And yet they trail in this one 5-1. Largely as a result of having left plenty of men on base. 6 men on base so far that have been left, and 0-3 with runners in scoring position. Camaletti will take a strike to begin his at-bat. Spencer Schwellenbach gets the start tomorrow night, going up against the former Ball State pitcher Schweitzer, who the Green Jackets got a good look at earlier this year. As this one misses, Tyler Schweitzer. Eight hits apiece here, but 5 runs for Kannapolis and 3 errors for the Green Jackets as well. To make matters worse, pickoff throw comes to first. Sharply thrown there. One and one on Camaletti. Pitch clock running down here. And the pitch taken down and in for a ball. Green Jackets still waiting for their first player of the week or pitcher of the week honor of the season as Bautista finds the zone here 2-2. Kannapolis has had plenty so far this year. And teams have had a knack of finding honorees the week after the Green Jackets face them. That was certainly the case for David Hawley of the Columbia Fireflies, who homered tonight, but homered 4 times on the Sunday when the Green Jackets dropped 2 in a doubleheader to the Fireflies. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Third strikeout of the day for Camaletti. 13th strikeout of the game for the Green Jackets pitching staff. And that puts one away for Jordan Sprinkle.
Shortstop number 5, Jordan Sprinkle.
First pitch in for a strike to Sprinkle. So far today, a single and a stolen base with a couple of flyouts and a ground out for Sprinkle. Also made a couple of nice plays. He's been active in the infield as always. Was initially thought of as possibly being a potential first or second round pick in last year's draft, but the offense didn't quite show up as he goes around here, certainly. And on appeal, they do give it as a swinging strike. The offense didn't totally show up in his season with the Gauchos, but still a very solid defender, and the bat can always come around and has been solid this year for Kannapolis. Still looking for his first homer of the year, but has driven in 12. Down in the count here, 0-2 to Bautista. Pickoff throw comes to first, and nothing doing. Oh, 2. Breaking ball. Runners going. The third to second is not in time. It's cut off by Exposito in front of the bag. That throw tailed away a little bit, and getting a great jump there was Logan. Kannapolis has the fewest stolen bases entering today of any team in the league by a wide margin. At just a 65% success rate as well, but they have stolen a couple here tonight. Bautista steps off the mound and calls time. Thompson looks like he's ready in the bullpen. This might end up being the last batter of the day for Bautista. Already 6 strikeouts, trying to match DeGrom Prix with 7. 1-2. Off the end of the bat, up the middle. Tavares charges. It's going to be a tough play. He gets the throw off, and it goes all the way wide and into the bench. And this will be a second error of the day on Tavares as coming in to score from second base is Logan. It's now a 6-1 ball game. We'll see if that ends up as an infield hit as well. Very possible they give that as an infield single to Sprinkle and then a throwing error that scores the runner from third. Either way, It is another run here for Kannapolis, who are doing to the Green Jackets what the Green Jackets did to them earlier this month, which is just not take the foot off the pedal at all, as Ramos swings and misses here. The Green Jackets absolutely tore the Kannapolis bullpen to shreds in North Carolina. They won 5 of 6, including 4 straight, but it's been all Kannapolis so far tonight after that third inning. 0-1 grounder to third. McCabe Fields, he throws to second for one, on to first, double play. So Bautista will end up getting through 3 1/3 innings of work after coming in the sixth inning. But a run scores on an error as we await the official scoring and we head to the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets down 5-6-1.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Fans, don't forget the Just a Pimento Cheese return on June 17th. Come out and root for the Pimento Cheese here at SRP Park on June 17th. Plus, we will have a jersey auction that day benefiting Ronald McDonald House. Again, June 17th.
Back here for the bottom of the ninth, Green Jackets now down 6-1. That last run on Bautista is unearned. They do have scoring in for it now. It ends up being an infield single for Tavares, but then, as we expected, it's the second error of the day on Tavares that scores the run before the inning-ending double play. So Sprinkle gets pinned with the hit. We're here in the bottom of the ninth. It is 6-1, and we have a pitching change, as coming into the game is the reliable closer, Billy Seidel, from my hometown in Newton, Massachusetts, officially from Wellesley, was a star prep school pitcher drafted out of Duke in the 15th round last year. The Green Jackets did tag him with his first loss of the year all the way back in early May, but he has been shut down since then. And he gets a first pitch strike to Justin Janis, 5-6-7, Janis, Exposito, and Clarno. Green Jackets a run on 8 hits, but now 4 errors, one off their season high, and that's not a good season high either. 0-1 taken outside from Seidel. Prep school pitchers in the Northeast getting plenty of attention. There's one that's going to go in the first round this year. One lined up the middle, but right to the second baseman, Camaletti, who goes down to a knee to throw to first for the out.
Yeah. Second baseman number 2, EJ Exposito.
Yeah. Yeah. So EJ Exposito next to the plate. And Exposito gets hit on the shoulder with the first pitch that he sees. So second series in a row that he has worn one. That one on the square of his back at 92 miles an hour. No good place to take a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, but that's one of the less ideal ones. And he is aboard for Nick Clarno. Nick Clarno flew out to the very edge of the ballpark his last time up. He has had some deep, deep flyouts today. But on the book, he is 0 for 3. And as that's going to bring out the catcher here as Klarna takes a ball. Only run of the game for the Green Jackets came on Jair Casanova's fourth homer of the month and fourth of the season. One-oh pitch, taken for a strike. A get-me-over fastball there from Seidel. Seidel, born in Newton, Mass., presumably at Newton Wellesley Hospital, which is the hospital in our hometown. This one's popped foul and out of play. Played at St. Seb's, St. Sebastian's in the ISL. Rival school of my old high school, Milton Academy. Was a varsity football player as well. Just one of those natural athletes you see a lot of across high-level sports. 1-2 pitch to Klarna, taken outside 2-2. And his brother Tommy is currently playing for the Crimson, the Harvard baseball team. An outfielder, though, rather than a pitcher. Another guy who went to St. Sebastian's. 2-2. Oh, and Seidel slips while delivering it, and it's a ball. It goes to 3-2, but just good to see him get back up to his feet there, because that was an awkward-looking one. Seidel's brother actually graduated Harvard a little over a year ago, but hit 318 in his final year that COVID shortened year. That's neither here nor there. Full count on Klarna with a runner on first. The pitch is fouled off. That one ran up and in. But Seidel then transferred, his older brother transferred to Alabama to use his final 2 years of eligibility after the Ivies canceled their season in 20 and 2021. 3-2. Again, flown to right field, this time shallow. Coming over is Logan towards the line, and he will make the catch about 15 feet inside that foul line. So the Green Jackets down to their final out here on this Tuesday series opener. The Green Jackets have really struggled at home this season. For whatever reason, the Green Jackets on the road are excellent. 13-8, and yet at home they are 6-12. That's 333 at home. And well over 500 on the road. Tyler Collins represents the final out here as he takes the ball outside. The older Seidel, Tommy Seidel, is hitting 354 for Alabama right now, going into the SEC tournament on a massive hitting streak with 8 home runs and 37 runs batted in. 1-0, inside 2-0. Talk about someone who will be drawing the attention of scouts. You know, typically fifth-year players who are out of eligibility end up being targets for teams come draft time because of the ability to sign for smaller bonuses, for better or for worse. Obviously, I want everyone to get paid. 2-0 chop foul off the plate. But Seidel, with that stat line, I know he's one of the older guys on that team after starting his collegiate career back in 2018. You got to think with those numbers, he'll be drawing some interest, and it'd be really cool to see a couple of brothers end up in the same organization. Not a whole lot of kids from Newton, Mass. Or Wellesley, Mass. End up playing professional baseball. 2-1 outside here, 3-1. In fact, I would argue that more kids from Newton, Mass. End up broadcasting minor league baseball than playing it, for whatever it's worth. And I might be one of one for right now. 3-1 the count here. Green Jackets down 6-1 in the bottom of the ninth. In case you can't tell by the tangent, it's not that pressing of a situation as this one's grounded foul down the third base line. And besides, what's wrong with having some fun as Collins actually broke his bat there and has to get some new lumber. I think that one fractured at the very end. A lot of guys got new bats in today, coming back from a road trip. Always looking forward to checking on that package room. So 3-2 with two away. Green Jackets down to their final strike here with a runner on first and two outs. Runners going. The pitch is check-swinged but taken for a ball. Didn't miss by much, but it is a base on balls for Tyler Collins. That'll bring up Jair Casanova. Good afternoon or evening for him. 2-for-3, a homer and a single. He continues his 14, lightning Jair hot May. Casanova. So first and second now is pitch clock violation here on the pitcher, Seidel. This brings back something we talked about earlier today. When the Green Jackets faced off against Seidel for the first time 3 weeks ago today, he got tagged with a couple of pitch clock violations and balks in extra innings that resulted in runs. And before that, he had been virtually untouchable as he misses up and away here 2-0. For whatever reason, the Green Jackets were able to have success against him. They've got two aboard here, still yet to get a hit off of him today. Green Jackets down 6-1 in the bottom of the ninth. The 2-0 in the zone for a strike 2-1. The beautiful thing about minor league baseball as well is that a rising tide really carries all ships. It's totally acceptable and, in fact, encouraged to want the players who you are coming into contact with, either on your team or other teams, you want them to find success, as Seidel gets a breaking ball over and the count's 2-2. Because for every broadcaster and fan, you want to be able to say, hey, I saw so-and-so before he made it big. Of course, doesn't stop the competition from happening over the course of this season. That's why we play the games. 2-2 pitch, line towards third, fielded by Ramos, who sets himself and throws across the diamond for the out that ends the ball game. Game one of the series goes to Kannapolis. They pick up a 6-1 win. And with that, we begin our brief but sweet and very, very necessary easy go post game show. Green Jackets fall on this one 6-1. The loss will end up getting tagged to Cedric DeGrand Prix, his first loss of the year. He falls to 1-1 in this one. Despite going 5 2/3 innings, nearly a quality start, and getting a season high and career high 7 strikeouts, he goes 5 2/3, giving up 5 hits with 4 runs, 2 of them earned, and 7 strikeouts. Jorge Bautista, the only pitcher that was used in relief, 3 1/3 innings for him, 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 6 strikeouts, and a homer. The winning pitcher in this one is Shane Murphy, who was tremendous. 5 innings of work for him, 4 hits, a run it was earned, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, and a homer. Adler and Seidel combined for 4 scoreless innings in relief, giving up just 4 hits between the 3 of them. The play of the game will be Jair Casanova's solo home run, the only run of the game for the Green Jackets in what was a low-scoring offensive performance here over 9 innings, their lowest 9-inning total of the entire month. That'll do it for us here tonight. Our Premier Network's IT guy of the game will be Jair Casanova, who goes 2-for-4 with a homer and a single and drives home another run, 17th of the month of May. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Tax Slayer pregame show. First pitch at 7:05. You can join us at just about 6:45 here on Bally Live, the Green Jackets Radio Network, or MILB TV. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Kannapolis picks up a deserved win in the series opener. Talk to you later. I've been Nathan Strauss. See you next time.
I'm on some shit like, now I do what I want, 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 now I do what I want.